Senate will come to order. We're going to do some joint conference committee reports. Senator Geis, are you ready with
Mr. President,
number 229?
Yes, I am.
Having to do with House Bill 18. Go ahead, Senator Geis.
Don't you need to read it in?
All right, just... All right, reading clerk would like to do messages from the House first. So why don't we go to message of the House, from the House. Go ahead, reading clerk.
House Bill 18.
February the 18th, 2011, from the House of Representatives. Message, third reading passed. Mr. President, the bill listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 48, Wildlife Natural Resource Trust Account Board, Ayes 58, Excuse 2. Senate File 108, Remote Electronic Terminal Fees 2, Ayes 46, Noes 12, Excuse 2. February the 18th, 2011, from the House of Representatives. Message number 352, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 59, spice drugs. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excuse 2. Message number 345, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 7, state fair. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excuse 2. Message number 346, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 14, counties election district. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 2, excuse 2. Message number 347, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 16, school facilities adequacy assessment. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excuse 2. Message number 348, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 36, seclusion and restraint in schools. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, noes 7, excuse 2. Message number 349, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 39, aquatic invasive species reciprocity. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 2, excuse 2. Message number 351, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 57, 100th State Fair Celebration. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. Message number 353, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 88, expungement of nonviolent felonies. The file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 43, noes 15, excuse 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. Message number 354, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate files 89, Adult Protective Services. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, noes 1, excused 2. Message number 355, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 150, notaries. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. Message number 356, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 71, education, hunter safety courses. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 47, noes 11, excused 2. Concurrence requested. Message number 357. Mr. President, Senate File 101, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. February the 18th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 359, Joint Conference Committee Report. Mr. President, House Bill 18, Quarantine of Animals. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. Message number 360, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 109, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. Message number 361, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 113, Wyoming Pipeline Authority. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Okay, now, Senator Geist, are you ready with message number 229, having to do with House Bill 18?
I was. I've got to find it now. Mr. President, I would ask the Senate to concur with message 229 being original House Bill 18, and it deals with quarantine of animals. And when we got to looking at it, they put in on page
Senator
3.
Geist, after you've moved that, we'll ask that the reading clerk read that in.
Oh, okay.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 18, Quarantine of Animals, reference Senate message number 229 to engrossed copy. Signing for the House, Representative Semlick, Eklund, and Dan Zwanitzer. Signing for the Senate, Senators Geis, Emmerich, and Rothfuss.
Now, Senator, you can go ahead and move that and speak to the
Mr.
report.
President, I move message number 229 to House Bill 18. And on page 3, line 16, after disease, we put in there, or imported in violation of Wyoming Statute 1119-111, or any rule promulgated thereof. And we clarified that when the way the bill read was just talking about livestock in Wyoming, but we wanted to clear it up so that we took care of livestock that was imported into Wyoming. So I'd ask the Senate to vote aye on message 229.
Okay. The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on message 229 referencing House Bill 18, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns? Case, Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis. Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines. Jennings. Johnson. Landon. Martin. Meyer. Nicholas. Nutting. Perkins. Peterson. Ross. Rothfuss. Schiffer. Scott. Von Flatern. President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on message number 229 referencing House Bill 18. Senator Bebout, are you ready in regard to Joint Conference Committee message number 243?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk read that message in, please?
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 109, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority, reference Senate message number 243. Signing for the House, Representative Lockhart, Moniz, and Stubbs. Signing for the Senate, Senators Bebout, Cooper, and Schiffer.
Mr. President?
Yes, go ahead, Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the adoption of the Joint Conference Committee report referencing Senate message number 243 to House Bill 109, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority. Members of the Senate, very simply, your conference committee rolled over and got everything we wanted. What we did is left the language in as it left this body. Any appropriation to the authority shall be used only for the financial support for purely administrative purposes, and we added, which shall include planning and research. I would ask that you vote aye.
Any discussion? Seeing none, the motion is the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on message 243, referencing House Bill 109, and if you've been asked to vote aye, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen, Coe, Cooper, Dockstader, Driscoll, Emmerich, Esquivel, Geis, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Jennings, Johnson, Landon, Martin, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on message number 243 in reference to House Bill 109. Senator Bebout, are you ready in regard to message 244?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
I'd ask that the reading clerk read that message in at this time.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 113, Wyoming Pipeline Authority. Reference Senate message number 244. Signing for the House, Representative Lockhart, Moniz, and Stubbson. Signing for the Senate, Bebout, Jennings, and Schiffer.
Go ahead, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move adoption of the Joint Conference Committee report, reference Senate message number 244 to House Bill 113, Wyoming Pipeline Authority. Members of the Senate, the same exact language as had in the previous bill. We once again rolled over and got everything we wanted. We had a which shall include planning and research, and I ask that you vote aye.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee number 1. Report on message 244, referencing House Bill 113, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Hicks, Hines, Jennings, Johnson, Landon, Martin, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Platern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1, report on message number 244, referencing House Bill 113. Senator Case, are you ready in regard to message number 284?
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 23, Mail Ballot Election. Reference House Message Number 284. Signing for the House, Representatives Illoway, Brown, and Byrd. Signing for the Senate, Senators Case, Hastert, and Scott.
Go ahead, Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number for the Conference Committee Report to Senate File 23, Mail Ballot Elections. Reference message number 284. We went, we saw, we conquered. It's great. We managed to get the sponsor of the amendment. If you remember, there was an amendment offered in the Senate that our friends down the hall just didn't see the wisdom of. We convinced them that that was a very, very wise amendment and that indeed the county clerk should purge those rolls when those mailings come back. And in order to save face, we let them change the word habitate to inhabit. And it seemed like a great trade, Mr. President. I bring back victory. Ask you to vote yes.
The motion is that the Senate do. Go ahead, Senator Scott. Sorry.
Mr. President, let me advise the Senate that the proper formulation of what you just heard in as originally formulated was Wainy, Weedy, Weeky. Mr. President, in spite of all that, it's still a bad bill.
Any other comments? The question being called, the motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee number 1, report on message 284, referencing Senate File 23, and you've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will please call a roll.
Barnard? Bebout? Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel? Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer? Scott?
No.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on message 284 in reference to Senate File 23. We have some concurrences. Senator Geis, are you ready with regard to message number 345? Reading clerk, please read in that message.
February the 18th, 2011, message number 345, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 7, State Fair. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. The House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Good, Senator. Nice.
Mr. President, I would ask the House to concur on message number 345 being Senate file number 7, State Fair. And what they did on page 1, line 10, they deleted 1110-106A. And then we go over on page 3. And line 16 through the end of line 23, They deleted that, and that's where they had the different charges at the gate, and they felt that the board could handle that. And then over on page 4, line 1 and 2 was deleted. And then through the rest of the bill, they went through and took out the director and left it the state board to handle the affairs at the state fair. And that's, I'd ask you to vote aye on message 345.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 7. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard? Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe? Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer? Nicholas? Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
President Anderson,
aye.
Meyer,
excused, I guess.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 7. Senator Geis, message number 351. Reading clerk, read that in. Are you ready, Senator Geis?
Yes, Mr. President.
Go ahead and read it in.
February the 18th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 351, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 57, 100th State Fair Celebration. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. President.
Go ahead, Senator.
I ask the Senate to concur on message 351 being Senate File 57 and ask you to vote aye. Now, this is a lot tougher decision than the last one. On page 1, they deleted stare and inserted state. But we'll roll over and let them have this amendment. And vote aye.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 57. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer? Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 57. Senator Coe, are you ready on message 347? Would the reading clerk read that in, please?
February the 18th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 347. Concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate file number 16, Social School Facilities Adequacy Assessment. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Go ahead, Senator Coe.
Hey, Mr. President, I would move message number 347, being original Senate File 16, School Facilities Adequacy Assessment. One of the things we became aware of in the interim, in our interim work, was that the School Facilities Commission had created a Building Systems Condition Reference Guide. All this amendment does is insert this in the school adequacy part of this bill. Ask that you vote aye.
Motion is that Senate do concur on Senate File 16. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard, Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting, Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 16. Senator Coe, are you also ready on message 357?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Would we read that in, please?
February the 18th, 2011, from the House of Representatives. Message number 357, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate file number 101, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excuse 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Hey, Mr. President, I would move message number 357, being original Senate File 101, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program, and ask the body to vote aye. What they did here is actually a pretty good amendment. You know, something that helps us track some of the stuff with Hathaway. They took out the language on page 2 and added a new section 3. If you read that, it talks about, on or before November 1st, 2011, the University and the Wyoming Community College Commission, with each college, shall report, this is another report coming back, so get ready for it, to the Joint Education Interim Committee on the following with respect to students awarded Hathaway scholarships. Standardization of remediation requirements, that's something that we've been concerned about. We know that 46% of the kids out of high schools today that go to community colleges go into remedial math. Going over to the next part of it. Recommendations for improving student completion data, both for degrees and certificates, for those Hathaway scholarship recipients. That's a good part of that, too. And then the last part, description of support services available to students requiring remediation, together with data on program effectiveness and recommendations for improvement. So I think the House did some good work with this bill. This is the bill, if you remember, we brought to you because there are certain courses at community colleges that require more than the 4 semesters, whether that's dental hygiene, nursing, or whatever it might be. So I think this is a good amendment, and I'd ask you to vote aye.
Motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 101. You've been asked to vote aye. Go ahead, Senator Perkins.
I do have a question about the earlier amendment, the one above where they struck the lines in 12 through 15. You just went through this, the third reading amendments. There were some second reading amendments where they struck on page 2, lines 12 and 13, part of 14, and they struck out some language regarding eligibility for scholarships. Struck out language that the student has earned a certificate or degree of a Wyoming Community College or as otherwise successfully completed, and they replaced that with which leads to professional degree. I don't know if you'd comment on that. I wasn't sure if I was having trouble tracking that through while we were going through this.
Well, they did take that language out, but I think you're going to see in the new section that comes back in and brings some of that back in. They struck out that part about a professional degree. Remember we had the discussion on the floor, the problems we had because Hathaway scholarship money could only be awarded to Wyoming institutions. And so we brought in the University of Wyoming into the debate. We had the community colleges in the debate. Now, if you go down to the new section, let's see where it is here. You know, I'm not exactly sure about that, to be honest. I'm not sure why they struck that language out without tracking it better. I thought it was included in the new section here. Vote it up or vote it down. It's your choice.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, just tracking it in briefly, I think they might have taken the heart of the bill out. And if so, we ought to go back and talk to them. Mr. President, I think we can either solve the problem by voting no and going down and talking to them and preserving their good work and getting rid of their bad work, or we can lay it back till we understand exactly what they did, because I tend to agree with my colleague from Natrona County. It does look to me like they might have taken the heart of the bill out, and I don't see it reinserted.
Senator Coe?
A good senator from Natrona County might be right. I think we either lay it back or I guess I'd ask the body to vote no right now again. Not again. Kinda. And we'll go down and talk to them. Kinda.
In light of that, is there any other discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 101. You've been asked to vote no, and the chief clerk will then call a roll.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Martin?
No.
Meyer? Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Platern?
No.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 no's.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 101, and I would appoint Senator Coe, Jennings, and Rothfuss to go back and negotiate that. Senator Jennings, would you like privilege of the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the balcony above you, we've got some guests, and they've had their group wandering through the Capitol building for the last couple of days. We have Grady Wheeler, who is the president of Abate, and we have Russ Reddick, who is the president from Central Wyoming, and Abate is a nonprofit brotherhood of motorcycle riders dedicated to preserving freedom on the road. Would you welcome them to the Senate?
Welcome, and we hope you enjoy your afternoon. Senator Case, are you ready in regard to message number 348? Okay, would the reading clerk read that message in at this time, please?
February the 18th, 2011, from the House of Representatives. Message number 348, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 36, Seclusion and Restraint in Schools. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 51, noes 7, excused 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment.
Patricia Benjamin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would move for the adoption of message number 348, the concurrence report to Senate File 36, and ask the Senate to vote aye. Basically, the House added four words here, Mr. President. They added some adjectives that describe the type of device. And if you remember, this was the bill about seclusion and restraints. And on page 3 of the engrossed copy, it says, restraint does not include comforting or calming a student, holding the hand or arm of a student to escort the student if the student is complying, intervening in a fight, or using a device prescribed by an appropriately trained professional or professional team. The new language says, or using an assistive or, I can't read my own writing sometimes, an assistive or protective device prescribed by, et cetera, et cetera. That's all the change they made. Seems like a great change to me. I ask you to vote aye.
Motion is there any discussion in regard to this message? The motion is that the Senate do concur in regard to Senate File 36 and that you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas? Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 26 ayes, 4 noes.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 36. Senator Case. Are you ready on message 346?
I am, Mr. President.
Please read that in.
February the 18th, 2011, from the House of Representatives. Message number 346, concurrent requested. Mr. President, Senate File 14, Counties, Election Districts. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 2, excused 2.
Go ahead, Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for message number 346, the concurrence request to Senate File 14, Counties Election Districts, and ask the Senate to vote aye. Mr. President, this was a committee bill. If you recall, it was the one that specified how counties may either district themselves or be district in response to a request in the initiative process. Mr. President, what the House did was add some more flexibility to the bill than we had originally sent it out. The gist of the issue is that they, in several places in the bill, we have a place where we use the clause, the commissioners may serve at large or that district representation may be apportioned in any combination of a single member and at large representation, provided that in all cases, commissioners, da-da-da-da. They've added the word a comma after single member and inserted multi-member. So it now reads that commissioners may serve at large or that district representation may be apportioned in any combination of a single member, comma, multi-member, and at large representation. I'm not actually sure that makes a lot of difference because we had an any combination of, but they added the word multi-member. They wanted to do that. There is one more change I need to tell you about. As current law, and this bill really required the districting in the case of five commissioners. Our friends down the hall changed it to where it can be in the case, they deleted the requirement that it be in the case of five commissioners. So again, that's more flexibility, but in theory you could have districting occur in the situation where you have three commissioners in Wyoming. So that's the second part of the change that the House made. I support the changes, and I hope you do, too.
Any questions or discussion in regard to this message? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 14. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard? Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquibel? Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
no.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson,
aye.
Closing vote, closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 14. Senator Nicholas, do you have something for us?
If I may have the privilege of the floor, Mr. President.
You may.
Ladies and gentlemen, these folks over here, the young people and their professors, they're the first MBA class to enjoy your brand new building over in Laramie at the College of the Business College there. I suppose we ought to start with introducing the instructors. Marty Saffer. Marty has a BS in finance, and he is the director of the MBA program. And his wife, Ann Saffer. Ann is has a Bachelor of Science in Chemical Engineering, an MBA from University of Michigan, and is working with the program. And the balance of the MBA class, Tyler Cole. Tyler is, I've forgotten the towns. Yell out your town. Laramie, okay. Well, I mean, I know that. Then we'll get through there, but Tyler is, yeah, he knows. Tyler's got a BS in business administration, a minor in decision science. I'm not sure what decision science is, but I think probably good for all of us to take that class. He's got, and he's in the MBA program, Tyler. And then Travis Cole. Travis has a bachelor and a BA in philosophy at UW, and he's in they have now a joint law and MBA program, so he's going to be getting his Juris Doctorate as well as an MBA at UW. Then Ann Lawrence. Ann has a Bachelor of Arts International Affairs with emphasis on national security from the University of Colorado. And she's in the MBA program. Josh Lowe. Josh is in the MBA program as well. He has a BA in psychology at the University of Wyoming. Eric Mueller. Eric has a Bachelor of Science in Petroleum Engineering from Montana Tech and he's in the MBA program. Nate's my son, Nathan Nicholas. He needs a shave, but other than that, and Nate, what town are you from? And Nate has a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering. He worked for a robotics company in Colorado for a few years and is back now getting his MBA and law degree, so he'll get the joint degree. Amos Purdy. Amos has a Bachelor of Science in Computer Engineering, a Master's in Electrical Engineering, and is in the MBA program. And Stacy Roberts. Stacy has a Bachelor of Arts in History, minors in English and French, and she's in the MBA program. And I think I've missed Larry Weatherford. Is Larry? Oh, he just went there. But Larry teaches a decisional science and may be staying over to provide any assistance for those of you that need help in your decision-making. If you'd welcome the MBA program, folks, we'd appreciate it.
Well, welcome, students, and we'll get about the business of creating enough business in Wyoming that you'll all have a job when you graduate. So, Senator Christensen, are you ready in regard to message number 356?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the clerk read that in, please?
February the 18th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 356, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 71, Education Hunter Safety Courses. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 47, noes 11, excused 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Go ahead, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you. Discussion, Senator Meyer.
Mr. President, I'm not familiar with 217-401. Could I have a little discussion on that? And then it just really seems when you say delete shall and insert may, this bill's a gummer.
Any other discussion? Let's go to Senator Scott, and we'll get back to you, Senator. Go ahead, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I think the description from the senator from Goshen County is quite accurate. The bill is a gummer. Let's take it back and see if we can put a few teeth into it. I urge you to vote no.
Any other discussion? Go ahead, Senator Christensen.
First, on the statute, that statute applies to doing a background. Right now, to teach hunter safety, game and fish requires a Department of Family Services background. This just confirms that and spells it out and adds it to the language. As far as the shall to may, in the early days of this bill, we spent a lot of time working and talking through that, and both with the schools and with game and fish. It was a back-and-forth conversation on it. We recognize that changing it to may is a significant difference. However, there was concern on some of the bigger school districts that this could create a tough hurdle, even with what I thought was a great suggestion from our speaker, or majority floor leader, Ross, when we talked about making it a extracurricular activity. I think, though, you know, vote it up or vote it down, whatever, however you feel on it. But with the May language, it still, I think, is a start. And we want to give this one a shot, whichever way we can go.
Senator Jennings.
Mr. President, may I suggest that we not retreat and we just reload?
Other discussion? Motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 71. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will please call a roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Yes.
Cole.
Aye.
Cooper.
No.
Dockstetter.
No.
Driscoll.
No.
Emmerich.
No.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert. Hicks?
No.
Hines? Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Martin?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Bonflatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 13 ayes, 17 noes.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 71. Senator Christian, I'll get with you a little bit later. We'll talk about the conference committee later. Senator Burns, are you ready in regard to Senate or in regard to message number 349? Okay, would the reading clerk read that message in, please?
February the 18th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 349. Concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 39, Aquatic Invasive Species Reciprocity. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 2, excused 2. The House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Go ahead, Senator.
Mr. President, I move that 349 concurrence on Senate File 39, Aquatic Invasive Species Reciprocity.
Any discussion? Motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 39. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, please call a roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 39. Senator Esquibel, are you ready in regard to message 352? Would the clerk please read that in?
February the 18th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 352, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 59, Spice Drugs. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. This act is effective immediately upon completion of all acts necessary for a bill to become law provided by Article 4, Section 8, Wyoming Constitution, Ayes 58, Excuse 2. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Go ahead, Senator.
Saving grace is that they added section to the act is effective immediately. And I think that's a real big change, even though we lost the appropriation. I think the fact that it's that the act is effective immediately might help in saving somebody's life. So I would ask that you vote aye and on the concurrence on message number 352, Senate file number 59. Thank you.
Section. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President, I'm seriously wondering about this. Clearly, in conjunction with the other bill that on controlled substances, it appeared that when you start testing for spice and salvia and all these other substances that we're now going to ban, that they are going to need those positions. In addition, we specifically had the debate on the floor of the Senate that moving it up to immediately creates a situation in which those that are out there now, these are legal substances, that it gives them the opportunity to know what the law is, then all of a sudden it becoming automatically illegal. And I think that we ought to maintain where we were at in the Senate.
Any other discussion? Senator Perkins.
Just to underscore that point, I mean, the discussion we had and what, if you remember some of the discussion we had and some of the testimony and things that led into the drafting of this bill is ultimately they're having trouble keeping up with the substances that they're testing now, and now we have a substantial new group of things that they're going to be testing for. They can't keep up with it now, and so you're stacking on, we're passing new law making a substantial number of substances now illegal, and but yet there's nobody to process that. So I think that's a real problem with this.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, the testimony we had in Committee 10 on this was they had been testing for some of these substances, and they had stopped because of the volume they were getting, that they just did not have the resources. And there isn't a good field test for these new substances, so it's going to be a major workload. So this deletion of the appropriation is a very serious matter here. I would urge us to vote no as well.
Other discussion? Go ahead, Senator Escobel.
Mr. President, may I change my motion to ask you to not concur and vote no?
Thank you.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 59, and you've been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk, will please call the roll.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Cole?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Amrick?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Martin?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
Aye. No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer? Scott?
No.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 2 ayes, 28 noes.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 59. I would appoint Escobel, Christensen, and Ross to that committee. I believe that completes our concurrences, and we would move then to signing of enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act Number 38.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 38, being original Senate File 44. Sorry, original Senate File 48.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 38, original Senate File 48. Have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 39.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 39, being original Senate File 108.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 39, original Senate File 108. I have so signed. Reports from standing committees.
February the 18th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 73, engrossed, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Dockstader, Martin, Nutting, and Schiffer. No, Senator Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman. February the 18th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 249. Reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, and Perkins. Senator Perkins, Chairman. February the 18th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 190, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senator Burns, Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, and Perkins, Senator Perkins, Chairman. February the 18th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 203, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, and Perkins, Senator Perkins, Chairman. February the 18th, 2011. Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, State Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 251, engrossed, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Bebout, Geis, and Hicks. Noes, Senator Driscoll and Emmerich. Senator Geis, Chairman. February the 18th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 215, engrossed, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Dockstader, Martin, Nutting, Schiffer, and Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman. February the 18th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriation, to whom was referred House Bill 235, engrossed, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Hastert, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, Von Fladren, Senator Nicholas, Chairman.
Senator Scott. President, House Bill 215, Department of Health Reorganization, sponsored by Representative Lubnow and others, that was just read in, has an appropriation, and pursuant to Senate rules, I ask it be re-referred to committee number 2.
Request is that House Bill 215 be re-referred to committee number 2. Are there any objections? Seeing none, that will be so ordered. Senator Perkins.
Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor for just a moment, please?
You may.
Mr. Chairman, I believe we have in the balcony up behind you our good friends from Crest Hill School. This is my neighborhood school. They're just around the corner up the street from me, and I ask if you would give a warm Senate welcome to our friends from Casper, Mr. Black and his class.
Welcome, students, and enjoy your afternoon. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. We are at that order of business for the consideration of bills on general file.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself into committee of the whole.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion is carried. Senator Driscoll, would you like to come back to the chair, please?
Committee of the Whole, please come to order. We will continue with House Bill 127. Would the clerk read the amendment? Did I do it right? Committee of the Whole Amendment 2. Thank you.
House Bill 127, Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 2 to engross copy, page 12, lines 21.
Senator Von Flatter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We found a technical glitch on this one, so I respectfully withdraw this at this time.
Thank you. Would the clerk please read the next amendment?
House Bill 127, Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 3 to corrected copy, page 20, line 16.
Senator Don Flatter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move committee or third reading, Committee of the Whole Number 3 to House Bill 127. Fellow Senator, this goes to page 20, line 16. And the House had added this language in here that you see on page 20, 11 through 16, where it said that none of the foundation money could be used for any drug testing without parental permission. So this amendment goes to the end of that line on page 16, after parents. You would insert, or without a drug testing policy established and approved by the school district board. And it just adds that language in there. If there is a testing policy approved by the board, it would also work. You could use foundation money to implement it.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question for the sponsor of the amendment. It's a good senator. As I, the way you've got this now is your intent that this will be a two-pronged test they have to satisfy. One, there has to be parental permission, and two, there also has to be approved drug policy before the. Is that the way that that works? Mr. Chairman, there's an and so I think we've got now parental permission and a testing policy, and it seems to me it's a two-pronged test. Is that, am I reading that right?
Senator Ron Flatter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make sure everybody has their corrected copy. Are you looking at a corrected copy? That would be the difference. And I apologize for any confusion, but they should have handed a corrected copy to everybody.
Senator, go ahead, continue.
Mr. Chairman, so on the corrected copy, you'll see the language is or without a drug testing policy.
Senator Schiffer.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, just so I understand, the way I read the corrected copy, school district can use foundation monies if they have parental permission for a drug testing program. A school district does not need parental permission and can use foundation money if they have a drug testing policy established by the board. Do I understand that? So in other words, they could test students without the parents' permission.
Senator Don Platter.
That's absolutely correct, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Von Flattern's motion to adopt the Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 3 to House Bill 127, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion is passed. Senator Nicholas.
Before we go on to the next on the bill, could we have just a discussion as to why the House added this whole paragraph altogether and why we need it in the statutes?
Senator Rothfuss.
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding to address the concern here that there was a particular case of constitutionality within one representative's district that led to this. The details are a bit sketchy. We can certainly find out more if you're interested in it for the second reading.
Reading clerk, please read the next amendment.
House Bill 127, Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 4, corrected copy to engrossed copy, page 1, line 9.
Senator Hastert, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are we on the corrected copy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate, I move amendment number 4 to House Bill 127 in a corrected copy. And what this is, this is college classes via distance significantly increases the opportunities for high school students to take college classes, but support and funding to fulfill the challenges is needed. College distance courses supplement and broaden opportunities in addition to any concurrent classes that are available at local high schools. Smaller high schools benefit from having access to online college courses because of the size of the faculty naturally limits the number of concurrent courses they can offer. Mr. Chairman, smaller schools can provide fewer concurrent course offerings compared to the larger high schools with larger and more diverse faculty. Providing access to online college courses creates parity in opportunities throughout the state, but only when funding is available. Some high schools use online college courses as part of an honors or AP program. For example, a small high school can have 4 students take calculus online with local support. This is much more efficient and effective than providing a separate AP course with a teacher assigned to each of these four students. Larger high schools benefit in that online college courses broaden the range of choices for their students. Distance college courses provide a wide range of choices. Online college courses fit any schedule, both for the student and the high school's. Compressed video courses are also a possible option, but scheduling must be coordinated. Mr. Chairman, students can explore courses in multiple majors to determine if there's a right fit for them while in high school. The seven community colleges in the University of Wyoming and UW have a common website, YClass, which lists all of the distance courses available. The website allows a student to take a course from any college that offers the course they are interested in. And a high school can have nine students, for example, taking nine different courses at the same time in a high school computer lab with a local facilitator or monitor. With the change in the statutes, there is no longer a consistent funding source for the high school students taking distance college courses. Tuition, books, and fees for the three-credit community college courses averages about $500. Previous funding from 1999 through 2008, a distance learning incentive similar to this proposal was funding through one of our other statutes. It provided the same total funding, about $250,000, and the same amount per course, about $500. These funds were used by all seven community colleges with school districts in their service area to deliver distance courses to the high school students. Mr. Chairman, and also we have BOCES that support, when they can afford to support these costs. I know local BOCES often fund college distance courses for local districts. However, BOCES support varies based on assessed valuation in a particular district. Mr. Chairman, what part of the reason for the corrected copy is I added that in there, except as provided in subsection C, that no payment shall be made under this section to the extent that public funds are available for any student from another source, including through a board of cooperative education. Mr. Chairman, the community college has to collect the tuition fees, and it's up to the local school boards as to whether or not they will support a student taking dual courses. Some have put it in their budget for this year, but will not in the future, and some have used BOCES money. Some do not give the option to their students because of the burden to pay the tuition and fees by the school district. And then also, a student or his parents may pay for the tuition fees by law. And that agreement, because the agreement is between the district and the colleges. And then, Mr. Chairman, the governor's task force for distance education contracted with a research firm to conduct a comprehensive needs assessment, inventory, gaps analysis, and primary research of the status of distance education in Wyoming. And in Wyoming, it was found that small schools can't afford them, and therefore many students do not have the same access to those students who live in communities where there's a community college located. And, Mr. Chairman, some of what I had gotten from the study the findings were Wyoming high school students and their families reap both education and financial benefits from dual and concurrent enrollment programs offered by their high schools in partnership with community colleges or the University of Wyoming. Participation in these programs will increase significantly as more parents and students are made aware that earning college credits through dual or concurrent enrollment programs increases academic success and reduces the cost of post-secondary education or training. In addition, the state will benefit from these students becoming well-educated citizens and members of the workforce. And, I think one of the things that we've talked a lot about in the success curriculum is students that tend to fall or fail out in their first semester. And my understanding is this is an aid in keeping the kids and preparing them better for college. Dual and concurrent enrollment programs, sometimes referred to as dual credit programs, offered through all seven community colleges in the University of Wyoming, and the courses allow high school students to earn both high school and college credit while the students are attending the high school. Concurrent enrollment classes are those taught by college-approved high school teachers or on internet courses than dual enrollment classes or college courses taught by college instructors. And then on their executive summary, the reason two influential legislative committees focused on dual and concurrent enrollment programs in the state of Wyoming and invested taxpayer dollars in first studying the issue and then designing a process to achieve equitable access to and ensure the quality of the program to become a high school student, demonstrate significant outcomes from their enrollment and in successful completion of college-level courses. These outcomes then have strong educational and economic impacts for students and their families. Mr. Chairman, that's the amendment just is the language necessary to allow for these types of classes offered. As I stated in the documentation, the reason for doing this, I would hope you support the amendment.
Thank you for the promotion. Senator Schiffer.
Mr. Chairman, a couple of questions. First of all, these payments do not go to the school districts. They go to University of Wyoming, community colleges. As I recall, the funding for dual and concurrent enrollment, the colleges at least, already get payment under their FTE formula for every single one of these students that's enrolled. So they're already getting paid, I believe. Second thing is, if you read that report, dual and concurrent enrollment is readily available to that school district that contains the community college. It's not a problem there, because by and large, it's just across town. This does not go to moving the availability out to a school district that is not within the community college's literally geographic area. It does nothing to address that problem, and I hope the sponsor can tell me that I'm wrong, because I'd love to see this happen. The second thing is, it doesn't address the other problem, which is in that report, is how do you get between the disparate school districts. If you look at some districts charge for these, some districts charge the parents or the student, if you will. Some send a bill to the community college, which the community college doesn't pay. They just send it back, and they were arguing about that the last time I looked. And some school districts just flat say, we're not going to do it. It's not available. So it's all over the board, and those are all in that report. I'm not sure, and I really think dual and concurrent enrollment is a great idea. It solves a lot of the problems for schools in my district. But neither the schools nor the community colleges have stepped up and systematically addressed this. This report gives a lot more recommendations than what's in here, but I suspect the sponsor is going to set me straight and say that it answers all of the problems outlined in a 52-page report.
Senator Coe.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you know, the P16 Council, this is their focus, is dual and concurrent enrollment. And, of course, we had a lot of debate on dual concurrent enrollment in the strategic planning session for community colleges a year ago. My problem with this amendment, now maybe this is a good amendment. Mr. Chairman, I'd ask that you rule whether this amendment is germane to the bill. This is clearly a discussion on dual concurrent enrollment and disbursing funds to community colleges, and the title of the bill is School Finance Recalibration, an Act Relating to School Finance. I'd ask that you rule on whether this amendment is even germane to the bill.
Would the Rules Committee please come forward and go to the President's office? we'll stand at ease until to the sound of the gavel. Thank you.
That's not in my script.
Well, I'm getting closer to getting by. Oh, I got to go in. Okay. The reading clerk will read the next amendment.
Mr. Nicholas.
Senator Nicholas.
Wyoming Education Block Resource Grant Model, which is all funding that goes the model to the districts, and this proposed new funding to the colleges, and thus was not inside the block grant model. That was the basis for the ruling, or the three that voted. It was a split decision.
Thank you. Would the reading clerk please read the next amendment? Amendment number 5, House Bill 127.
House Bill 127, Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 5 to engross copy, page 13, line 1.
Senator Nicholas.
Is that mine? 5? Mr. Chairman, I move Committee of the Whole Number 5 to House Bill 127. This goes at page line 13 through 1. Or page 13, line 1, and this deals with some new material, Mr. Chairman, that was not part of this summer's work, and this is part of the requirement that I think we need more discussion on, that requires that school districts, has it not been read in? Oh, if you have the, I apologize, I moved it. Let's have it read in, please.
It's been read in.
Never mind. We'll do it. Mr. Chairman, this goes to that language with respect to the requirement that your K through three facilities, K through grades, have no less than or no more than 16 students. And there's a provision in here for a waiver to be obtained by the state board for extraordinary circumstances relating to facility capacity. This would add another basis for granting the waiver, which is demonstration of positive student achievement, and for combining classes and things like that where there's a purpose for it. Before we end today, I'd like to have some more discussion as to that language and with whether or not the state board is the appropriate entity. But at least for the Committee of the Whole, I'd ask your support for this amendment, which would give a basis for a waiver that you've got a better way of teaching and you can achieve your, and you might want to be combining classes. You may have decided that it's better for students to be in one class than another, but there ought to be some other bases for granting these waivers, and achievement ought to be one.
Senator Coe.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think it's a good amendment. You know, anytime you can talk about positive student achievement, and clearly we're talking about class size here, you know, the 16 class size that we like so much, and anything that will bring better positive student achievement, I think, should be part of this discussion.
Question having been called for. All those in favor of Senator Nicholas's motion to adopt the Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 5 to House Bill 127, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. The reading clerk, please read the next amendment.
House Bill 127, Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 6 to engrossed copy, page 1, line 6.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, and I move Committee of the Whole Number 6 to 127. Folks, this goes to the financing of the recalibrated model, and I had a handout that will be helpful to you. It's the spreadsheet that just came out a little while ago. If I can find mine. You'll recall that, I've got it, thank you. You'll recall that the part of the interim work was a notion that we bring all the revenues to the state and then take all the revenues and then make all the expenditures, and you'll also know by now that that has been rejected. And so what we did, and we probably should have done it a while ago, is we sent our staff back to say, look, let's assume all the revenues are maintained locally. How can we manage our entitlement payments to make sure that the state does not have to borrow money and we can meet our block grant requirements to the entitlement districts and to the recapture districts without borrowing? And the staff went back and they came up with a solution, which I think is a good solution. I offered it on committee of the whole, so that it will be vetted through the weekend and see if other folks think or your districts thinks it is as good a solution as we think. This may be one of those eureka moments. If it does, it'll solve a lot of budget activity next week. But here's what we're doing looking at the spreadsheet. With this proposed amendment, first of all, the districts keep all the money. It has nothing to do with that. It's only about the expenditures we make through the block grant model. But on the top, what we're going to do is give districts 15% of their allocation for these are the entitlement payments. 15%, then 10% throughout until the end of the year. Now, the top block is what will take place under this new proposal, and you could see that under below, we were giving these entitlement districts one-third, one-third, and one-third, and we are giving them at times that are not reflective of when they need the money. Now, with respect to the recapture payment districts, we're instead of doing the loan and requiring that they do the loan and having recapture payments, we're giving an optional, we'll deal with that later. The loans become optional. But we're going to require that they kick back 50% of the recapture payment in January and 50% at the end of the year. Now, if you turn over to the next page, you can see by doing this, this is the profile of our funds available in the school foundation program account and the dollars that are going out. And you can see on the top on proposed distribution, if we adopt this amendment, that we will not have to borrow from the Common School Permanent Land Fund. And in fact, our lowest month is December. We'll still have $21 million in the bank. What this allows and provides that there will be no borrowing to meet our cash flow needs. Our actual payments before this are shown there, and as you can see, and as you know from previous discussion, there's an extensive amount of borrowing going on. On the last page, which is the graph, you can kind of see what's happening. You can see the expenditure line, and the expenditure line begins at goes up through. Now, the recapture payments are the red line. And the only area where there may be a need to borrow by any district is the difference between the red line and the payment line in the beginning 3 months. Now, this we provide the same remedy that we passed in the budget bill, which is those districts can borrow the money for that period and repay it any time they would like, but they borrow it at 6%. That was the amendment we put on in the budget, but we believe that given the other resources they have, they'll probably never have to borrow. All the other districts meet their cash flow requirements as they go through the year. So by making these adjustments, we don't address the collection of revenues or the county's resources at all. They continue to keep the money locally. Their banks can have the money. And all we do is by marshaling when the payments go out and by requiring half of the recapture funds be paid at when the payments are first received and then not requiring the others till the end of the year, we create a situation where the locals keep their money, we pay the bills as we go along, and we don't have to borrow at the state level. It looks like a great solution, and I urge your support of the amendment.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you. The question I would have is on the local banks borrowing. Do we restrict it from borrowing just from the state, or could we, if that is the case, could we just offer to lend the money at 6%, and if they wanted to borrow from a local bank, they could. I was just curious as whether there's a restriction of borrowing from the local bank.
Chairman, actually, this provides. If you look at the second page of the amendment, it provides for borrowing from the foundation account at that statutory rate of 6%. It's optional. Districts always have the option to go to their district and issue warrants as long as they're paid in a year, because then they're not taxed. Then they don't come under the debt requirements.
Senator Coe.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I support this amendment. I think that it evens out the cash flow, it evens out the borrowing where it's more fair, and I would urge the body to adopt this amendment.
Question. All those in favor of Senator Nicholas's motion to adopt the committee of the whole amendment number 6 to House Bill 127, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is passed. We're back on the bill. Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, question on page 9. One of the major disappointments in our current education system is the high percentage of kids who are not learning how to read in the first few grades. Some time ago, the legislature passed a requirement that there be a screening that the kids who are not learning how to read be placed on an individualized reading plan, because it's very individual, the reasons why kids are not. And this the section on page 9 amends that and says they'll be placed on an individualized or group reading plan. Mr. Chairman, I would submit to the Senate that what we're doing here is codifying the bad practice that has led to poor performance in this particular area. It may well be that many of the students, after you've done the individualized plan, the recommendation will be to go to a group reading plan, but not always, and you have to look at the individual reasons why that student isn't learning how to read. So I think this section is a problem. I want to call the Senate's attention to it and hope that between now and second reading we can find a remedy for this language, which I think does considerable harm.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's one other point, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to point out and have the Senate give some consideration to over the weekend, which is on page 12 at the bottom, beginning at line 16 through 24 and carrying on to page 13. We've already had a good amendment on this, which was the Committee of the Whole Amendment number 5. It certainly helped out the language, but there still are some concerns with the way this 16-to-1 ratio is carried out. And, I'd like to see some creative solutions to it, because what we have in the practical system, the practical application in our schools, is that a lot of times you have instructional aides, you have other people that are contributing. So while the actual ratio might be higher than 16-to-1 in terms of teachers to students, the reality is that you have this kind of group effort that's engaged. And so, since we're taking 3 days off, Mr. Chairman, I would like to encourage the body here to give some thought to solutions that can compensate for that, to make sure that we're actually getting what we want accomplished here and recognizing that there are creative solutions out there.
Senator Nicholas.
Mr. Chairman, to follow up on that, I mean, I see at least two areas that the House contributed beyond what the summer work was. We just spoke about one, and that is this drug testing and whether that ought to even be in the Act. We ought to be giving some thought to that this weekend. I have some concerns there. With respect to this, the 16 average class size, I'll admit that I was one of the group in the original recalibration formula back right after Campbell 1 that wanted to insist on grades 1 K through 3 to be less than 16, because we had learned a lot of information. The small class size is one of the largest indicators of performance. Having said that, we don't have the data yet now. We've never seen the data that would suggest to us that is the only indicator, and we need to be cautious because there are unforeseen consequences. In my community, you've got schools around, and what this may do is require busing. And that's not an extraordinary circumstances. So I'm concerned about that, and I'm not certain that we have the data that if you're 17 or 18 and you can walk to school, that that's a worse configuration than having 16, but you have to be bused across town 3 miles to be in a class. My other concern is that the waiver system is through the state board, and the state board is a political entity. It tends to have agendas of its own. In our case, we have a charter school in the community, and the charter school has more than 16 kids in their K through 3. The state board has not always been a fan of charter schools, and so they're likely to say, no, you have to stop at 16. So these parents have to take their kids back to the public school because they can't go to 17 or 18. And the state board has never been a big fan of charter schools, and so to force them to go to the state board for the waivers is problematic. So I don't know if these things were talked about over on the other side, but I'd sure like to be thinking about it over the weekend.
Senator Coe?
Well, Mr. Chairman, all really good points, and I think over the weekend we can consider some of this stuff and ponder some of it. The class size situation, I can tell you also, depending on how onerous we want to be on class size, can come back to School Facilities Commission to build more schools. We did feel so strongly in the interim about that. We felt that clearly K-3 is a really, really formative age, and if you don't have a kid reading well by third grade, his chances of being proficient go down considerably. In answer to the good senator from Natrona County that's been here even longer than I have, maybe a good concern there. And I'm not quite sure what the debate was. Maybe it was resources available. Could have been resources available. Maybe the district's fussed about it. I can't remember the discussion in the interim. But I think these are all good points. Where the drug policy amendment came from, I have no idea. Sounds like it might be over in eastern Wyoming someplace. So with that, I'd ask that we vote the bill forward, and let's have a good discussion on second and third reading, and let's go home for the weekend.
Senator Hines.
Mr. Chairman, I have the same concern on that area with the student size and the waiver. I'm in a school district that the population's growing real fast, and they have to go through the procedures, and it have worked good, but it just takes time where they get new schools. They built two, and I think they got one or two more anyway they would like to have built immediately, but that don't happen. So I would hope that we'd think something about on the waiver where different kinds of circumstance would be considered, too, when we move forward.
Senator Rothfuss.
Mr. Chairman, before we vote on this lovely bill, may I have privilege of the floor for just a moment?
Sure.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, we have in the balcony some University of Wyoming students from the Multicultural Student Leadership Program right up here behind the Senate. I'd just like to recognize them and give a warm welcome from the Senate, if we may take that time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Question having been called for, all those in favor of Senator Coe's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report that to do so with a favorable recommendation of House Bill 127, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Bill is passed. The next bill for our consideration, Senator Majority Leader. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
No. Motion carried.
Don't drink out of that.
That's okay. I ain't worried about it.
What do we got? No. Will he wait? Let's just wait. Reading clerk will read the Committee of the Whole report.
Mr. President, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general files, begs leave to report as follows. House Bill 127, do pass amended. Senator Driscoll, Chairman.
Senator Driscoll?
No, I'm not. Excuse me, I was... Oh. I move the adoption of Committee of the Whole report.
Thank you, Senator Driscoll. You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion is carried. The report has been adopted. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
The Senate, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 9 a.m. Tuesday morning, February 22nd.
Are there any announcements? Senator Perkins.
I wish I'd have known that before. Mr. Chairman, your Committee Number 1 Judiciary will meet for the last and final time on Wednesday, February the 23rd, 2011, at 8 a.m. to consider the following bills. Wednesday, February the 23rd at 8 a.m. in Room S1 to consider the following bills. House Bill 92, impersonation through electronic means. House Bill 189, foreclosure and redemption revisions. House Bill 167, Castle Doctrine modifications. House Bill 141, governmental immunity waiver for hospital employees.
Next.
We'll get to as many as we can in that hour.
He took the script. Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Appropriations Committee is going to meet shortly for a few minutes after adjournment to go over the differences between the House and the House and the Senate. Mr. President, we would anticipate bringing back the report to you on Tuesday, probably after third reading, and then looking for a conference for a committee to begin Tuesday night to work out the differences of the budget. And on Tuesday, upon adjournment, the committee will meet to consider House Bill 23 and gross sex offender registration amendments. And I think there was another bill that was just given to us. And we'll also consider that. That's 215, Department of Health reorganization. Will both of those be considered upon adjournment on Tuesday?
Senator Burns, are you ready?
Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet as a joint committee on Tuesday upon noon adjournment down at Room H10, that's the House TRW meeting, to take up interim topics.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee Number 7, Corporations, has an exciting day planned on Tuesday, February 22nd. We will be taking up in Room S19 at the time of 7 a.m. And I bring that compliments to the Majority Floor Leader. House Bill 206, Engrossed Emergency Response Incidents. House Bill 209, Engrossed Emergency Medical Review Organizations. House Bill 211, Engrossed County Memorial Hospital Board Members Removal. We're also going to meet with our members from the other body at noon on the same day to discuss interim topics, and that will be held in the House Corporations Room, Mr. President.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 5, Agriculture, Public Land, and Water Resources, will meet a joint committee on Tuesday, February 22nd, in S15 at noon, to discuss interim topics.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, Committee Number 8, Transportation, will meet Wednesday, February 23rd, 10 minutes after adjournment, in S14, to take up House Bill 194, Engrossed, Next of Kin, Driver's License Option, and House Bill 207, Engrossed, Protection of Activities in Private Vehicles.
Any other announcements? Seeing none, you have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The motion was that we be stand adjourned until 9 o'clock a.m. next Tuesday, February 22nd. And I would ask that you all have a very restful and well-deserved 3-day weekend. Travel safely. We are adjourned.